Last year, the FDA changed a 30-year-old policy that said gay men couldn't donate blood. The revision made it possible for them to donate, but only if they haven't engaged in sex with another man for 1 year. Now, the FDA is asking the public for alternative policy ideas. Here's Big Bend Care's Deputy Director, Charlie Adams.
I think a lot has changed in technology and the ability to test blood for everyone. So I see no reason to single out, you know, one particular group based upon, you know, an old thought process. You know, there's risks involved with anyone's blood, you know, and it's not just HIV and AIDS, which I think is more specifically targeted for men engaging in male-to-male sexual contact. So I would believe that, you know, the law should be looked at. I think it's an outdated law that comes out of a different time and a different place.
Big Bend Cares works with people living with HIV, offering education and support. Adam says he understands the increased risk of HIV contraction for gay men, but says someone having sex with another man isn't enough to defer their donation. The FDA is concerned current testing can't detect infections that have been recently contracted and is asking for public comment and scientific evidence to inform its decision. For WFSU News, I'm Ariana Duhl.